way to the world.
With your superhuman news update, I'm Elliot Turton. Stuck in neutral. Brain defect traps schizophrenics in Twilight Zone. People with schizophrenia struggle to turn goals into actions because brain structures governing desire and emotion are less active and fail to pass goal-directed messages to regions affecting human decision-making. Published in Biological Psychiatry, this finding by a University of Sydney research team is the first to illustrate the inability to initiate goal-directed behavior common in people with schizophrenia. The findings may explain why people with schizophrenia have difficulty achieving real-world goals such as making friends, completing education, and finding employment. The apparent lack of motivation in schizophrenic patients isn't because they lack goals or don't enjoy rewards and pleasure, says the University of Sydney's Dr. Richard Morris, the study's lead author. They enjoy as many experiences as other people, including food, movies, and scenes of natural beauty. What appears to block them are specific brain deficits that prevent them from converting their desires and goals into choices and behaviors. Using a series of experiments involving choosing between different snack food rewards, experimenters revealed that schizophrenic subjects had a liking for snack foods equivalent to healthy adults. When researchers reduced the value of one of the snacks, both subjects and healthy adults subsequently preferred different snacks, as expected. And surprisingly, schizophrenic subjects had major difficulty choosing their preferred snack when provided with a choice between their preferred snack and a devalued snack. Second, researchers used functional magnetic resonance imaging, also known as fMRI, to measure brain activity while study subjects perform learning tasks involving snack foods. When an area of the brain is in use, blood flow to that region increases, thereby indicating neural activity. The rest of your superhuman news is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Worried about making your student loan payments? Don't worry if you're behind or even in default. We can help consolidate your student loans into one affordable monthly payment. No matter how much you owe, we can reduce your payments fast. Call 1-800-875-2104. We can fix your student loan problems guaranteed. This is a government program, no credit check. You may even qualify for the government's income-based program, which could reduce your payment to as little as $5 per month. Call 1-800-875-2104. That's 1-800-875-2104.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
With the rest of your superhuman news update, I'm Elliot Turton. Stem cells reveal how illness-linked genetic variations affect neurons. A genetic variation linked to schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, and severe depression wreaks havoc on connections among neurons in the developing brain, a team of researchers report. The study led by Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine and described online in the journal Nature used stem cells generated from people with and without mental illness to observe the effects of a rare and pernicious genetic variation on young brain cells. The results add to evidence that several major mental illnesses have common roots in faulty wiring during early brain development. Previous evidence for the relationship came from autopsies and from studies suggesting that some genetic variants that affect synapses also increase the chance of mental illness, and those studies could not show a direct cause and effect relationship. One difficulty in studying the genetics of common mental illnesses is that they are generally caused by environmental factors in combination with multiple gene variants, any one of which usually cannot by itself cause disease. Two families have been found in which many members with the DISC1 mutation have mental illness. To find out how DISC1 variation with a few deleted DNA letters affects the developing brain, the research team collected skin cells from a mother and daughter in one of these families who have neither the variation nor mental illness, and another daughter who carries the variation and has schizophrenia. For comparison, they also collected samples from an unrelated healthy person. Collaborators at Pennsylvania State University measured their electrical activity and found that neurons with the DISC1 variation had about half the number of synapses as those without the variation. Pathology in the caudate and associated brain regions may prevent schizophrenic subjects from properly evaluating their desires, then transmitting that information to guide their behavior, says Dr. Morris. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. Right now, you can save 15% with our Primal D pre-sale. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. PRIMAL-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Thursday, which means during the first hour, we're going to be joined by my good friend and co-host, Ken O'Neill, to do our installment of the Trans-Evolutionary Fitness Radio program. Today's show is called The Power of Yoga. Then we're going to change it up. At the top of the second hour, we're going to be joined by a doctor. I'm trying to find his name. Isn't this terrible that I don't have this information? Dr. Daniel Balnick. Ken, you just got real loud all of a sudden. I'm going to try to mute you just for a second here. We're going to be joined by Dr. Daniel Balnick to talk about how gender differences influence the gut microbiome based on diet. And then we're going to be joined by Dr. Alejandro Lucia to talk about the truth that elite athletes live longer than the general population. Anyway, my good friend Ken O'Neill, come in, wherever you are.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Fantastic. Okay. So I'm going to, before I let you introduce our first guest, I have to mention that you've had an outpouring of contacts. So let's let people know that you are available for consultation and what types of consultations you do.
Generally training. Training that can be the physical culture and or for those who want to go into the more advanced, we introduce the powers of the mind.
How do people reach you?
People can reach me through Facebook at Ken O'Neill, or they can go to my blog, transevolutionaryfitness.com.
Okay. Why don't you go ahead and introduce our guest now?
Well, the power of yoga is what I want to introduce first, because we have a lot of conceptions and misconceptions about it. When I think of yoga, I think of the story of Alexander the Great. His troops unified more of India than had ever been done before. He had been mentored and pretty much raised by the philosopher Plato. And upon becoming the monarch of India, became bored and wanted to do philosophy. So he sent some of his generals out looking for philosophers. And they came back and reported they'd found them, but the philosophers refused to come to the emperor's court. So he sent the troops back again, several go-arounds. Alexander finally gave up, and himself, with his forces, went out to meet the philosophers. And there they were, a group of naked men sitting on a large boulder in 110-120-degree weather of India. And they wouldn't talk to him. Their position was, if he couldn't strip down and come up and join them, he had such little power of mind and such little presence of his being that he really wasn't worth talking to, and that his words would be just so much dross. So that's how I think of yoga, is something that is dormant within us as a potential, and been coming ashore for some time. Now, in previous broadcasts, we've heard in the foreground and in the background little bits and pieces about Sherry's family. When Randy Roach was on, he briefly mentioned Vince Gironda's influence from Sherry's father. I know both Frank Zane and Michael Murphy had spent time with Walt Baptiste. Sherry's family established what we would see as a combination gym, yoga academy, and natural foods restaurant in San Francisco back in the 50s.
That must be the past calling now.
That's the past calling now as I turn off my damn phone.
There you go.
So without ado, welcome, Sherry, and would you tell us about your incredible family story and how it's put you in a unique position of yogic leadership?
Wow, Ken. You guys can hear me okay here?
Yes, perfectly.
Yeah.
Perfectly.
Oh, wonderful. Ken, thank you so much for that incredible introduction, and Carl for having me on the show here as well. Number one, I appreciate all that you're doing, what you're conveying to your larger audience and bringing forward to them. It's such important work. You know, it's very interesting, I must say. So being the firstborn of the three children, to be born into a family like this, a very interesting birth. There's a sutra that speaks to that it's quite an accomplishment to come in on this realm. And I don't take it lightly. As a child in our work in San Francisco, so mom and dad, their work, I probably go back a little bit. My father was born in 1917 on the island of Oahu. His grandparents had come over from Europe. They were some of the first founding families, the European families, to arrive on the Hawaiian Islands in 1979 and established there and gave birth to a large family there, 11 children. The very first born, Joseph Baptiste, there was actually the sponsor of Yogananda, a great teacher, great influential in America, one of the very first coming over in 1920s and 30s. He sponsored him. Somehow there seems to be this lineage of spirituality, a flow, a river, something going on bigger than all of us in this whole process. So it came through in that realm. My father being born in 1917 on Oahu, his parents brought him over to San Francisco, where he really grew up from an infant. He was about 10 months old, grew up in San Francisco in Noe Valley. At the age of 17, Dad's father recognized something in this son of his. Again, Dad was the firstborn of his three siblings, and his father gave over his living room in the Noe Valley home that they resided in when Dad was just 17 years old. Dad was a natural-born teacher, a metaphysician, somebody who understood the greater, deeper concept of who we really are. So I see the family work from the very get-go being very much human potential work, human potential development. You hear the word self-realization. And what Ken mentioned in the opening about, it's like hidden treasures within each one of us. We're a treasure trove. So it's opening up in the techniques of yoga, the great philosophers and scholars. For Dad, he was a man of self-study. He developed himself. He did study quite a bit and brought in all the philosophical deeper understanding because it gave voice. It gave the language to what he really already in his birthright knew and understood. So he started his work there in San Francisco, backed by one of his first students who was a doctor, an MD, and who wanted to bring an osteopathic doctor, though, in more the healing realm, and understood that Dad had something very important to bring forward. He sponsored Dad in opening his first studio in San Francisco in the 19, well, if Dad was 17, this probably happened around 18 or 19 years old in San Francisco. early 30s, I think that would bring us into, and established the first yoga centers in the financial district. And Dad had several studios going at the same time, and really brought the Walt Baptiste centers alive at that point. What Dad understood was, again, that there was more than that the exercise, the physical culture work, so beginning with the weights, activation of the weights, utilizing the intelligence of the weights, what the weights awaken within us, because it does, the mind, the body, and the breath, from the very get-go, was Dad's understanding of the physical culture realm and world. That's why when you bring up names like Vince and Frank Zane and all of those, they saw that also in Dad's work, and they were drawn to him for all of that. In San Francisco, he established the first physical culture centers, and it drew San Francisco every walk of life, from the social, the entire social network, all the Herb Caines, all the Cyril Magnans, but all the householders, the people working, they would come in to get a little bit more training, not just physical, but the consciousness of muscle control, when you take the mind into the muscle groups, what would expand. In the 1940s, he met my mother, Magaña Baptiste. By day, she was the executive secretary for the president of Bechtel in the financial district, and by night, a dance teacher at Arthur Murray's. And my father was taken by one of his students, who happened to be her uncle, Mr. Dexter, to a dance party. It was pretty much love at first sight. I believe it, the story goes that it was 6 weeks later they were married. And this incredible duo and dynamic team then continued with the physical culture studios all over the heart of San Francisco, not in the outskirts, but the very heart, bringing it to everybody in San Francisco alive. And then from there in 1955, with my father's deeper understanding, he opened up the very first yoga center in San Francisco. They're definitely recognized as having established yoga on the West Coast, Magaña and Walt Baptiste, opening the very first yoga centers. Dad initially opened the first one on its own because, as you can imagine, people didn't know what it was. And it was very exotic. It was unknown. People, you know, I think sometimes fear jumps in the beginning of some of these things. So Mom and Dad were really... There was a courage there. My father knew that it was important to bring the techniques, the deeper understanding of the yoga system, what it provides to us in techniques and outline and consciousness of who we really are, forward. So they took this big step in 1955. The big Asian Art Museum, Smithsonian, they just had a huge exhibit in San Francisco where my parents were honored. I was asked to speak at the opening. They had a huge size portrait of my father, Walt Baptiste, in the entry of the Asian Art Museum, a very successful exhibit that was attended by many there. But it also really introduced the quality of understanding that these are giants.
I hate to do this. We've actually, I didn't want to interrupt you, but I have to interrupt you because we're going way, way long on this segment, and I'm the wet blanket in the party.
Thank you, Carl.
I want you to just hold that thought for a second.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. If you want to learn more about Sherry Baptiste, the website is powerofyoga.com. Lots of great stuff there. Stay tuned. You're listening to Transevolutionary Fitness Radio here on the Superhuman Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Increase your strength and energy. Build that testosterone. Introducing AndroTest from Fusion Supplements. AndroTest gives you superior conversion to testosterone. This is a research-based product with cyclodextrin technology that maximizes testosterone output. AndroTest is the perfect choice to add as a stack to other pro hormones. Get a bottle of AndroTest. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad in the Carl Recommends section. Use coupon code AndroTest30.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host.
We'll be right back.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat? When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to the Trans-Evolutionary Fitness Radio Show, where in true Trans-Evolutionary Fitness Radio and Noetic Form, we have ghosts and demons. I don't know why the intro started playing during the commercial break. I'm sure that it has something to do with Ken O'Neill's magnetism. Ken, why don't you pick it up from where we left off?
Well, first off, I really want to advise listeners to go to Sherry's website, powerofyoga.com, and select the entry on story. There you'll see a photo of a three-year-old version of Sherry doing yoga. And more of the story. Her book also has photos and more of the story. Her book is Yoga with Weights for Dummies, which we'll be talking about in a bit. However, the Baptiste heritage is unique. I recall years ago wondering why it was Buddhist sutras about the awakener, the Bodhisattva, always were addressed to sons and daughters of virtuous families. With Sherry, talking to her the other day and on the interview, reading her material, I now understand that reading always shows. And please, Sherry, continue with your story. And could you focus some on what it was like growing up Baptiste?
Wow, Ken, thank you so much. It was really, once again, an incredible thing in San Francisco, the heart of this amazing, beautiful city. To see these parents who, number one, were absolutely gorgeous, just beautiful. They were so physically and energetically and personality just alive. And they were really coming forward authentically, both of them and as a couple, in who they really were. I observed as a child, I'm very much an observer, and I learn from observation and subtleties of qualities in all walks and realms of life. And what I observed as a child in these San Francisco centers were people coming up, just filing in through the doors opening to them, coming up through the steps or into the entries. Of all walks of life, I saw that the work that was going on within the family was it met everybody. all walks of life. It didn't matter. Men, women, couples, children, families, it embraced. The arms were wide open to everybody, and people filtered in on all these different levels. And what I saw in these people, number one, that drew me to the practicality and how practical this work was for people, is they were dealing with life, its real challenges that we all know. They weren't sweeping them under the carpet, but they were living in a realm that they actually looked happy to me. They looked happier. They looked like they were being given the space and the training and the techniques to actually go out in the world and be who they were really born to be. So that was a huge thing for me as a child. And again, then also growing up in San Francisco, a San Francisco kid with all my friends and going to the schools, I saw it was just simply very practical. What really was practical in daily living. It didn't take us away, turn us away from life. It brought us into life fully, allowing life to also meet us halfway. I just saw people in all their creative juice and their professional juice and their personal lives thriving and looking happy. I mean, that's a very attractive thing when you see people looking as if they're more fully alive, looking their best, and feeling their best in life. So as a child, again, observing all of this, I was attracted to it. Also the lifestyle of all the healthy eating, the way we ate, the consciousness about it, without it being really forced on us or imposed on us, I also quickly observed that what was being taught and what we were just living and breathing in our home and in our daily life and all these fabulous people around us, this was a lifestyle. This is taught, all the Baptiste family work, the last 70 years really in America's culture, is really a lifestyle practice. It's a practice of living life fully and then bringing in all these vibrant health, nutritional. My dad was amazing. He was an alchemist. He understood food. So when people would come to him, he would give a different awareness of food value at different times with them. He would go tell them to go eat something. For some, it might have been, go eat that hamburger. You need to ground yourself. You may need something in that. Others that needed to lighten up, he would take them into, he knew all the foods, you know, fruitarian, vegetarian, the air, you know, the breaths only diets, and then everything. He worked with himself first and then really conveyed noticing the differences in everyone else. So again, he was a healer. He was a physician. I remember once as a child, actually being a little frustrated, asking Dad, I was in grammar school, and kids were all talking about what their fathers did, what their parents did in their work fields in those days. And I remember coming home and saying, Dad, what's your profession? And what, you know, I'm thinking, how can I tell the kids, you know, what's a profession? And he said, I'm a healer, I'm a physician, I'm a psychologist. He went on and on and on. I'm a teacher. I'm thinking this is not helping this child at all to come up with a simple answer. But as I think back now, that's what he really was with so many people. I grew up with celebrity parents in San Francisco. Everywhere we went, my father was, and mother, but mom was just renowned in the dance world in San Francisco too, and the art and culture world. She's been honored in the New York Dancers Hall of Fame for her phenomenal work as a teacher, bringing people, what I would see, dancers from being in the cocoon state to these beautiful butterflies, freeing the feminine strength and beauty, and pretty amazing teacher. But Dad, everywhere we would go, again, I had these celebrity parents very much admired, and for what they were contributing to the culture of San Francisco. Mayor Willie Brown in 1999 honored my father with a proclamation proclaiming it Walt Baptiste Day in San Francisco. It was wonderful. My dad was still alive. He passed away in 2001. And then in 2002, Mayor Willie Brown proclaimed it Magaña Baptiste Day.
Wow.
I know. It's
that is
wonderful.
So cool. All right. In order to get back close to being on clock, we're going to take a break now. When we come back, I want to ask you about your opinion of yoga today, and has the commercial marketing of yoga actually detracted from its true value? We're talking with Sherry Baptiste, We're talking about the power of yoga. Her website is powerofyoga.com. You should go there now during the break. We'll be right back.
Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today. Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Transevolutionary Fitness Radio with Ken O'Neill and myself. And we are here today with Sherry Baptiste. And later in the show, we're going to talk about how the gender differences of diet and its influence on the microbiome, and also that elite athletes do live longer. Don't listen to that hogwash in the media. Good research is going to be discussed here shortly. So, Sherry, do you think that the commercialization of yoga has hurt it in some way, kind of watered it down, or detracted from its true gravity and value?
That's a wonderful question, Carl, and it's a very, it's an interesting question. It's one that I get asked all the time. I've been observing all of this, again, you know, for my entire life and how it's become beautifully mainstream. And can I give our family credit for a lot of that, bringing it forward to the masses? At the same time, it's a mixed bag going on out there. That's what I really am noticing. It's more of a mixed bag. I do teachers training courses both in the yoga and the yoga with weights, accredited schools with Yoga Alliance and all of that stuff. What I'm seeing is that, and what we know, is that yoga itself, the energetic, the form, the system of yoga, is intact, like consciousness, like our spiritual realm, the consciousness realm, the yoga is on that, you know, in that realm, it's intact. And that holds to the qualities and the truth and all that it is. With time, however, though, yoga shapeshifts itself actually to meet our needs of the current time. And I'm all for that. I think that's, again, why I was drawn to the practicality, pragmatic, and how real life these teachings really are, the techniques and system that applies to our daily living. What I've observed and what I'm hearing, because people bring a lot of comments to me from all over. I teach all over the country at the conferences, both fitness and yoga. I teach internationally. I take groups out into the world. And people come to me and there are concerns. And the concerns are that the injury rates from people going to what is called a yoga class have increased. They've increased quite dramatically, maybe fourfold what they were a few years ago. People are still, what they're being provided with is a very trendy, a very popular workout, which is great. We love the workout, you know. I mean, we feel good from it. It gets the endorphins and the serotonin, as we all know, all the oxytocin. We feel good, whether it's a workout with weights or with yoga. There's some walking. It changes our chemistry inside, our rhythms inside. So people are drawn to the yoga workout. It's a high trend right now, all over the place, and the classes can be packed. And they're fun. People are having fun. We have an amazing world of yoga music. I know many of the musicians, phenomenal sounds. But what's happening in that process and what is being brought to me as information and what I'm observing is that there's a loss of the deeper realm of dimension that really is on the personal development levels. They're not getting that. They're getting a tunnel view. They're getting a quick fix. They're getting that, you know, juice of a class, and I totally get that. I think that's great, but it's limited, and they don't know what they're not getting, and they don't know what they don't know yet. And so my concern is in that they take it on just as another trend or class to take, and what I'm finding, a lot of the people drawn to it, and there's, you know, as we know, there's different, we evolve with each decade differently. I've experienced it myself in my life. You know, when you're in your teens into your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, there's this different evolution into the 60s, 70s, and rites of passage. They're phenomenal opportunity with each decade. There's a process within the yoga system that addresses that in all of us. So I think in the 20s, the workout, and the teens, the workout process is what is needed to help organize the energies that are all over the place, to pull them together. But then you see older people, more in 30s, 40s, 50s, and on, sometimes doing the workout level, and unless they have the consciousness within themselves to be conscious that is more of a workout class and to bring in the awareness of breath, the dimension of the mind and action, and making it more of a moving meditation, well, then what they're doing is doing another process that is keeping them distracted from their real work, which is found within. And when I talk to people, and I work in San Francisco here, Marin County, Bay Area, we have a lot of, you know, there are a lot of people, very wealthy people. When I work with them as private clients, and they're fabulous, and I love it that they bring me in, but I'm finding a group that may have all the money in the world, but they're not happy. They're just not happy. So there's still this baggage that they've been carrying around, or they have not been willing until now when they bring me in to start to begin to look gently, consciously through the breath practices at the different layers, the different codes.
Can I break in there a minute with a comment? What you're saying about yoga, yeah. I can apply to the world, the fitness world. I can apply to what I've seen in Buddhism, what I've seen in metaphysics. I think it's a phenomenon that is pervasive. And one piece of understanding I've gotten from India and China, you know the words moksha and mukti and vimoksha, vimukti and so on. What we're looking at in a deeper sense is a pathway or a journey to waking up. Fine. In practical terms, there's a rule of thumb that I've run into all over the East. 12 years. Why 12 years? The idea is that whether you're doing Zen or yoga or something like that, there's kind of a rule of thumb that there's a growing up and a maturation that occurs. And we live in a culture that it does not tend to emphasize development of character. We are more oriented toward now. The fitness industry is driven by now. It has no sense of history and does very little to develop character. Whereas when you get into yoga, and you see, this is the one point, a place I think per force of having grown up in it, it's always been your world. But those of us that come from the outside have a lot of growing up to do that you were just kind of blessed with naturally as being your household. So the stabilization of any of these pathways is an individual matter that takes time.
A lifetime, Ken. That's a great point. That's exactly it. This is a lifetime process of who we really are. And to bring forward, you know, if you begin to get this training in your earlier years and it builds and there's an understanding, and if you're with teachers, so it brings it back to instructors and teachers and what's going on in the world right now with yoga, you know, not to water it down, to bring forward. So I think a lot of the teachers teaching today are absolutely well-meaning. They're having fun. This is an amazing trend. It puts them on a pedestal. But I encourage the teachers, the instructors, and there's a difference between instructors and teachers, to really continue in their own interpersonal journey, to continue, if there are any of you hearing me, to really continue in your own personal study, work with the levels of your own personal development first so that you can bring that forward to your students. My concern in the yoga world is that many people touch yoga, what is called yoga today, in the popular classes. I mean, I give popular classes, but there are, you know, the workout kind of classes only, and there's still, it's just more distraction. It holds them in the place for a little while. And then they leave, and they still have not worked with the stress management, the development of going into the deeper, some of the deeper holds, the deeper techniques, and doing the work of the mind.
We need to remember that yoga comes from the verb yug, which means to direct, to guide, to orient.
We have
a whole person.
We have
Carl,
to, and in order. And I'm going to be the yug right now. I'm going to direct. And I'm going to direct us to a commercial break. And when we come back, we want to talk about some upcoming events that Sherry has for those who are in the area. You're listening to Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad. Today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, information, check out GetDS.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. Right now you can save 15% with our Primal D pre-sale. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Showtime. Welcome back to Trans-Evolutionary Fitness Radio here at the Superhuman Radio Network with Ken O'Neill. We're joined by Sherry Batiste today talking about a lot of good things related to yoga, the real meaning of yoga. Not that stuff that is on your corner where they're trying to get you in for a couple yoga classes here and there. There's a lot more to this. Why don't you go ahead and plug some of your upcoming events, Sherry, and then I know Ken has another couple questions for you.
Thank you. Thank you for that opportunity. I'd love to share this work with others. I have an autumn renewal retreat at Green Gulch Farm Zen Center here in on Mount Tamalpais in Marin County. It is the first weekend of November. You can find that on my website, powerofyoga.com, or Google my name, Sherry, with an I, Baptiste. And it's a wonderful retreat. It fills to capacity, just a couple of spaces left for that one. It's Friday through Sunday. I integrate the Zen training and the Zendo with the monks and the priests there. I've been taking groups up there since the late 1990s. It's a phenomenal weekend retreat. Bring alive all of the Baptiste yoga-inspired training and teaching for you. Beautiful hikes, great food. Then we have a wonderful retreat coming up, a women's retreat. I do a lot of work in the women's world. I'm, you know, wife, daughter, woman in the world. I have four children. I live in the real world, and I've been leading women's retreats since 2005 at this beautiful Jaramara in Sayulita, Mexico. We max at 38 women there. I co-lead it with one of my father's teachers that he trained. He's one of the senior teachers that he trained, Michelle Hebert. And she's written a great book, The Tenth Door. I will give it a plug. It is a phenomenal book if you want to learn more about our family, The Tenth Door by Michelle Hebert. And that is coming up in March, and we still have spaces, but it's filling and always fills. Join us, Women's Retreat. And then I want to shift to an online learning course that I launched last year for Yoga with Weights. And also our family work really has integrated. You know, my father was a champion bodybuilder. He built champions. And he held many titles growing up. He graced so many covers of fitness and physical culture magazines. He's on the cover of so many of the old wonderful magazines. My mother as well with him. They're just leaders and pioneers in physical culture, but bringing it forward with a consciousness. So when you'd walk into our gyms, there was breath going on in the gym. It wasn't this beat red straining thing. It was a consciousness and muscle control. My father was a master at understanding the nature of muscle control and bringing the mind into action in this whole realm. And you can see how that links with the yoga. And then by bringing the language of the yoga and the system and techniques of yoga and combining the two, that's when I was asked to write that book, Yoga with Weights. Wiley Publishers came to me asking me because they knew I held the vibrant background of both and could bring it together, which I have done. And I now offer the next run of the course. We're in process right now. I'm bringing a beautiful group through. Will be on January 24th. It's a 12-week online course. It has more than 40 video clips in it. I also mentor each person in the process of the 12 weeks. I'm with them, and I comment on their weekly assignments. It's a self-paced, self-study, but I'm with them throughout the whole 12-week course, as is my assistant associate on this, Julie Sawyer, so you've got two of us really working with them throughout. So I recommend my online learning course, Yoga with Weights, and this brings alive the great Eastern wisdom of yoga, not watered down, and then it combines with the phenomenal that we love so much, physical culture, the use of the weights. And when I was asked to write this book, I wanted to know, where are the weights? I've been around weights and gyms my entire life, as well as yoga rooms and dance studios my entire life, and health food restaurants and health food stores, our family work. And I wanted to know, where do the weights actually come from? And they really also, I was sort of delighted to find this because I'm known so much for my yoga work, but it's come from India. So they both came out of India. And there's an old story, and I write about it in the book briefly, of an Indian prince in Mysore in the south of India, and he was of failing health. And there's an old palace there, I've been to it in Mysore, India, and where he was an unhealthy youth. And the royal physician, the family requested that he basically go out and work with this prince to basically save his life. They felt he was dying. He was just wasting away. And so he went out. The image of the story is that the young prince was sitting on the lawn in a chair, and the royal physician came out, and he thought, you know, I'd better make this guy better. Who knows in the royal days back there what might happen if he didn't. And so he put a stone in each of the prince's hands. A rock, a stone, a large enough one that it had some weight. I'm imagining a couple of pounds with it in each palm. And he had him hold it, and he had him stand up, and he began to have him lift the stones, and from the breath, in the consciousness of the breath, and the mind in action. When you think about when we add weights to the body, you know, it's not that there's an intelligence in that iron weight or whatever kind of weight it is. It awakens intelligence within us, inherent intelligences. That's why we love the physical culture realm. There's something going on in it. It awakens, again, more of that treasure trove within each one of us. So it brought him up. He started moving repetitively. If you think of the early Indian clubs, you know, the wooden clubs you saw being lifted, they got him moving in different directions. And the story went on to say that the, you know, the muscle wasting, the lack of vital force, so it enhanced his metabolism. Metabolism is a measurement of what? Life force. And, you know, life force itself. So it enhanced, it woke him up internally from the inside out, as all of this work is. And the prince lived on, I believe, for a long, long life. So the weights came out of India and they were brought over through the English, the Dutch, and the English into the gymnastics world. And then if you look back in some of the early use of the weights and yoga, you can see some of the similarities. It's already being combined on a few levels. Some of the greats, Krishnamacharya, if you study some of these, they were utilizing, he's the father of yoga in India in the south. There's much more going on in the north of in India too in yoga. But he was, and he had, there's early shots in the late 1800s of weights being used in his practices too with his students. So it came out of India and again awakens the intelligence. So the yoga with weights direction that I'm also working in here, dedicated classes to the yoga with weights here, I am seeing that it's not only bringing in a group that may never go into a yoga class, it's also bringing in yogis who have been like questioning weights. Why do I want to do weights? They don't even know where the weights came from. I'm educating people on what this really is. I am seeing phenomenal results for people coming into the yoga with weights trainings personally first, and some are taking it professionally out to their students and clients. But what happens is fast with yoga with weights, combining the two, the essence of both as one hybrid form. So
We have a minute and a half left in the show. Someone is already a yoga instructor,
yes,
can they be trained and certified by you to do yoga with weights, or is that something you offer to people in the industry?
Oh, I welcome them in. Not only will it enhance their yoga training to bring forward to in their regular yoga classes, the consciousness of what this really is that they have, incredible source, but it will also then take them, give them more tools, more longevity as a teacher with these techniques, both for group classes and private clients, and for the fitness instructors who want longevity in their work, the mind body, it's going into all the medical realms. I'm approached by UC Medical Center and all on and on to bring in the mind body techniques to the physical culture trainers there, because that is also lacking. This is that gateway bridge from the Baptiste family work that is on solid ground. It has 70 years of backing behind it. It'll carry them forward into the next decades of their work.
This is very
it's
cool.
It's a really important
can
book.
Can they reach you at powerofyoga.com if they want to become certified in yoga with weights?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. So the website is powerofyoga.com, and I want to thank you so much for being on the show today to talk about this. This is very, very intriguing to me, much more so than anything like Bikram. I did Bikram a couple times, and I liked it, and because I like to sweat, but I could definitely get into doing yoga with weights, resistance.
Her book is really, really worth it. It's Yoga with Weights for Dummies. It's highly recommended. It's, as she said, it's an incredible synthesis of yoga and resistance training, underscored by mindfulness unifying the two.
Go to powerofyoga.com today. Sherry, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you so much. Both of you, thank you so much, and all the great work you're doing.
Take care. And then, of course, my good friend and co-host, Ken O'Neill, thanks for putting this together today.
Thank you, Carl.
Okay, talk to you soon. We're going to take a quick commercial break, news at the top of the hour, and then when we come back, Dr. Bolnick is going to tell us about the gender difference influences of your diet and your microbiome. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second-guessing and get the clearly filtered water bottle and pitcher filter combo, only available to superhumans. Drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Stuck in neutral. Brain defect traps schizophrenics in Twilight Zone. People with schizophrenia struggle to turn goals into actions because brain structures governing desire and emotion are less active and fail to pass goal-directed messages to regions affecting human decision-making. Published in Biological Psychiatry, this finding by a University of Sydney research team is the first to illustrate the inability to initiate goal-directed behavior common in people with schizophrenia. The findings may explain why people with schizophrenia have difficulty achieving real-world goals such as making friends, completing education, and finding employment. The apparent lack of motivation in schizophrenic patients isn't because they lack goals or don't enjoy rewards and pleasure, says the University of Sydney's Dr. Richard Morris, the study's lead author. They enjoy as many experiences as other people, including food, movies, and scenes of natural beauty. What appears to block them are specific brain deficits that prevent them from converting their desires and goals into choices and behaviors. Using a series of experiments involving choosing between different snack food rewards, experimenters revealed that schizophrenic subjects had a liking for snack foods equivalent to healthy adults. When researchers reduced the value of one of the snacks, both subjects and healthy adults subsequently preferred different snacks, as expected. And surprisingly, schizophrenic subjects had major difficulty choosing their preferred snack when provided with a choice between their preferred snack and a devalued snack. Second, researchers used functional magnetic resonance imaging, also known as fMRI, to measure brain activity while study subjects perform learning tasks involving snack foods. When an area of the brain is in use, blood flow to that region increases, thereby indicating neural activity. The rest of your Superhuman News is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Stem cells reveal how illness-linked genetic variations affect neurons. A genetic variation linked to schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, and severe depression wreaks havoc on connections among neurons in the developing brain, a team of researchers report. The study led by Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine and described online in the journal Nature used stem cells generated from people with and without mental illness to observe the effects of a rare and pernicious genetic variation on young brain cells. The results add to evidence that several major mental illnesses have common roots in faulty wiring during early brain development. Previous evidence for the relationship came from autopsies and from studies suggesting that some genetic variants that affect synapses also increase the chance of mental illness.
and those studies could not show a direct cause and effect relationship. One difficulty in studying the genetics of common mental illnesses is that they are generally caused by environmental factors in combination with multiple gene variants, any one of which usually cannot by itself cause disease. Two families have been found in which many members with the DISC1 mutation have mental illness. To find out how DISC1 variation with a few deleted DNA letters affects the developing brain, the research team collected skin cells from a mother and daughter in one of these families who have neither the variation nor mental illness, and another daughter who carries the variation and has schizophrenia. For comparison, they also collected samples from an unrelated healthy person. Collaborators at Pennsylvania State University measured their electrical activity and found that neurons with the DISC1 variation had about half the number of synapses as those without the variation. Pathology in the caudate and associated brain regions may prevent schizophrenic subjects from properly evaluating their desires, then transmitting that information to guide their behavior, says Dr. Morris. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. The discussion about the microbiome continues. Very, very interesting area of science, emerging science. We know that those little microbes that inhabit the inside of our body have a lot more to do with health, longevity, and disease states than we ever thought possible. And to add to the discussion, I'm being joined by Dr. Daniel Bolnick. He is with the Howard Hughes Medical Institute at the University of Texas at Austin. How are you doing, Dr. Bolnick?
I'm doing very well. Yourself?
Wonderful. So, and I have to tell you that this doesn't surprise me, and I actually have some strong opinions about this, but I'm very excited about your most recent research. And your most recent research looks at gender differences and how diet and gender have specific effects on the microbiomes. Talk about the study. How was it designed? What were you looking for?
Well, so this is one of those great instances of serendipity in research where somebody starts out looking for one thing and finds something unexpected that leads us in directions that maybe have a broader application than we thought when we went into it. So my own background is I'm an evolutionary biologist, and I'm quite interested in why one individual does things that are different from another individual. Why are we genetically different from each other? And in particular, why is that variation sustained over a long time? Because one of the core principles in evolutionary biology is that natural selection should weed out the genetic variants that don't work as well and
right.
retain the genetic variants that do work. And over time, that's supposed to weed out genetic variation. And yet we look around and most populations have genetic diversity. And so this is an area of really active research in evolutionary biology. Why is there genetic variation? Of course, that you're wondering, what does this have to do with sex-specific microbiome and diet effects?
Well, no, I don't think my audience is, because we understand how the microbiome interacts. And quite often, it becomes very confusing whether we affect them or they affect us. When I speak about them and us, I mean the microbes and us. I actually postulated once during a show not too long ago that these microbes all got together and said, we need legs, we need hands, we need a head, we need a mouth, and so we serve them. You know?
That's a provocative idea.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I've studied for quite a few years now is diet variation. And I study it mostly not in humans, but rather in fish and some other animals, where it's a little easier to do experimental manipulations. Certain sets of experiments aren't possible or ethical with humans, so fish are a good substitute sometimes. And over 10 years ago, we had a study that I think surprised a lot of people in my field, pointing out that if you pick any species of animal, from, you know, a penguin to a cod to, you know, whatever your favorite species is, chances are one individual living right next to another of that species are going to eat different things from each other. And ecologists have had a century of using this idea of an ecological niche to describe what a species does, and in doing that, they assume that every individual in that species pretty much does the same thing. They eat the same thing, they get the same parasites, minus just some random noise from individual to individual. Turns out that's not true, that in most species, there's some real genuine individual to individual differences. You might say that animals, like many people, are picky eaters, and there's a lot of heterogeneity there. And so I've been very interested in why that is, what maintains that genetic variation in diet in natural populations, when you might think that there's some ideal diet and everybody should be eating it, and there therefore shouldn't be any variability.
Makes
so
sense.
So that was our background. And I was at a scientific conference and was sitting next at the table next to a guy named Rob Knight, who's very well known in microbiome circles. And I was telling him what I do, and he was telling me what he does. And we said, you know, we should hang out together and talk about this some more. And maybe we should start looking at how the diet variation that I look at in natural populations affects the kind of microbiota work that he does. So he has been involved in a lot of work in humans and in lab mice and other organisms looking at how diet affects the gut microbiota in people. But here we have a system where I was studying natural variation in wild populations in diet.
Right.
So in some sense, it's the natural analog to what he was studying in people.
Right.
And so it seemed like we could examine the native state of how sort of a genuine wild population diet variability influences the gut microbiota. So that was our launching point.
And what did you learn?
Well, so when I would tell people, yeah, we're going to start asking whether individual differences in diet affect gut microbes, everybody said, well, of course it will.
Right, right.
And I knew it would. Otherwise, I wouldn't have gone and blown $20,000 on the sequencing. I knew I was going to find something. And much to my surprise, when I got the raw data, sequence data back that tells me what gut microbes are found in each of a couple hundred fish that we had caught, there was no diet effect.
Really?
And I scratched my head and I thought, well, that doesn't make any sense. And I turned the data around this way and that way, and at some point, a couple days into this analysis, and I was starting to lose hope, I said, you know, maybe I should split it up by sex. And I hadn't thought to do that before because nobody else does that.
Right.
Everybody else in the microbiota research field either studies one sex, or they lump males and females together, or at most they ask, do males and females have different microbes? And the answer is often a little bit. The
right.
gut microbes in males and females is subtly different, but it's not a strong sex effect. So I thought, well, maybe I'll just split my data set in half. And let's ask how diet affects microbes in males. And let's ask how diet affects microbes in females. And I should note that the males and females are eating, for the most part, the same thing.
Right.
And, you know, we're talking wild fish here. So by what they're eating different combinations of little plankton and little crustaceans and insect larvae, fly larvae, things like that. So, sure enough, as soon as I split the data set up, there's this whopping great effective diet. I thought, well, that's sort of odd. Why am I not seeing a diet effect in my whole data set, but I do see a diet effect when I split it in half? And the answer is that the diet effect is different in males than it is in females. So if you combine males and females together,
they average each other
and
out.
You ask,
yeah.
They sort of comes out in the wash.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I could see that. And, you know, and really this leads to a question that I've been thinking about a lot on my own. And it comes down to hormones. We know that certain microbes in the gut seem to be linked to certain hormones. We know that there's research out there that shows microbial populations that seem to prefer higher testosterone. More recently, we've done shows on Lactobacillus reuteri, reuteri, however you want to pronounce it, and there seems to be a link to oxytocin. And I'm wondering if I understand that these hormones influence these microbes, but is there a possibility that the opposite is true as well, that the microbes influence the hormones and the hormones? So in other words, you could prime the pump if you are depleting a person of certain hormones, like as they age, certain androgens drop. Does the microbe population alter as a result of that as they age?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'd say it's an open question.
And I'm being told we have to take a break. I'm so sorry to do this to you. Take a break. I want to hold this thought to the other side. The chicken and the egg microbes and hormone synergy. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner. Banner ad today. Get ready for the ultimate lean mass building pro hormone. Fusion Supplements introduces Trinadrol. You'll see dramatic improvements in strength, huge increases in lean muscle mass, a reduction in body fat levels, and zero conversion to estrogen. Shatter those PBs. Trinadrol is the perfect choice on a cut or body recomp as well as bulking. Snag a bottle of Trinadrol at superhumanradio.com. Click the banner ad in the Carl Recommends section and use coupon code TRENADROL 3-0 and get 30% off.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. Right now, you can save 15% with our Primal D pre-sale. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
How y'all feel out there?
Oh, yeah. All right. All right. Check this out.
Welcome back. Check this out. We're talking with Dr. Daniel Bolnick. We're talking about how the microbes in your gut are influenced by gender. So you say the jury is still out on this, whether hormones influence the microbes or the microbes influence hormones, or maybe they just both influence each other in some way.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't say the jury's still out. In some sense, we know that hormones do influence microbes because people have done experiments where they modify hormones experimentally in mice and so on, and the microbes respond, right? And people can also do experiments where they modify the microbes. For example, there's this great body of research now of people who have germ-free animals, and they can raise mice in some fish colonies completely sterile for generation after generation, and then they can add in whatever microbes they want. And so that way, you can have a single genetic family of mice, for example, and then you can give half of them one kind of microbiota and half of them the other kind of microbiota. So we can use those kinds of approaches to establish that, yes, hormones, which we can manipulate, change microbes, and microbes, which we can manipulate experimentally, change hormones. So there is certainly a feedback loop there, and that has a bunch of interesting applications. Gut microbes change over the course of pregnancy, for example, because of fluctuations in hormones.
Right.
Male versus female differences in hormones have effects on microbes that can have implications for diabetes. There have been some research studies in mice showing that males and females have different rates of diabetes, and if you swap their microbiota and take a female and make her gut microbes look male, then her risk of diabetes changes. And that's in mice. They don't get the same kind of diabetes exactly that humans
right.
get. So, you know, translating that over to human application still has yet to be done. But I'd say that we know that both directions happen. Understanding which comes first and the relative magnitude, and do you get these sort of cyclical feedback loops where one changes the other and then it moves back again, isn't clear. And then relating it back to the diet effects, we have a variety of reasons why diet changes microbes. The microbes use the nutrients. Diet itself can be a source of microbes. When you eat something, that's not sterile, and so you're bringing microbes into your gut. But why then, if it's just sex hormones, why do males respond to diet differently? If it's just sex hormones, then you'd expect, well, males all have a different gut microbes than females do, which isn't what we find. Sex effects are pretty weak again in this fish that we were studying at first. So sex itself doesn't matter much, but sex changes how they respond to what they eat.
Right.
And that we really are... we have a blank slate in terms of trying to understand why that is.
It's very intriguing to me. And, you know, the more we learn about the microbes in our gut, the more we need to learn, which is true of most scientific, emerging scientific areas. So do you have any theories on this now that you've been able to kind of do this work? Do you have any ideas, or do you see a direction that maybe even is the theoretic base of your next study?
Well, one very interesting direction that this could go not only brings in hormones, but also immunology. So it's also well known that there's this reciprocal talk between your endocrine system, your hormones, and your immune system.
Right.
When you initiate an immune response, your hormones change. When your hormones change, it can influence your immune response. Stress, for example, you know, we all sort of know personally probably that when we're really stressed out, we might get a cold or something like that afterwards. There are immunocompromising features of some hormonal responses. Now, it's very well established that males and females, in part because of their hormonal differences, have different immune response features. And males and females differ in their risk of certain autoimmune disorders.
Right.
Now, gut microbes play into that because gut microbes also modify autoimmune disorder risk. There are certain microbes that predispose you to autoimmune problems. There are also microbes that help protect us against autoimmune problems. So now you might imagine that if males eat a diet that predisposes them to getting bacteria that cause autoimmune problems, but maybe the male immune system is a little bit more robust to that, and so that their immune system is able to clear out those bacteria, mm-hmm. then the diet does not actually, in the end, change the microbes. Whereas the female immune system might be more susceptible to those autoimmune changes. This is speculation, right?
So I get it, and it kind of makes interesting sense from an evolutionary perspective. So that the gut microbes kind of alter when needed, because let's face it, the microbes in our stomach, digestion is one of the most profound examples of immune system function, that we can take a piece of dead flesh and put it in our mouth and swallow it. It doesn't kill us, and we seem to extract all the good things and pass out all the bad things. I mean, that's super immunity right there. So that does make sense, because then it also makes sense from a selection pressure base as well, because the body is only adjusting to things that it absolutely has to adjust to.
That's right. And I'd say one of the most interesting areas in understanding the microbiota involves the immune response. It's not just you need to eat something and tolerate it. And of course, not everybody tolerates what we eat. We do have immune responses that are because of what we eat, right? Somebody with a nut allergy knows perfectly well that there are certain things that you ingest that your immune system does not like. Now, gut microbes themselves are a mixture of things that are beneficial to us, and we want to keep them around. We want to support them and nurture them. And then there are microbes that get in our system that we really want to get rid of.
Right.
And there are microbes that are opportunistic. They'll be friendly or just neutral when our immune system is operating on a nice, smooth road. But as soon as we hit some immunological bumps, these things are opportunistic. They take advantage of that. And so any single person has thousands of species of gut microbes. And our immune system needs to tell the difference between our friends and our enemies and our frenemies and respond to each of them differently. And that's a huge challenge. And we don't have a great understanding of how that works.
Yeah, but it's going to be exciting when we do. I have this dream. I have a dream that one day we'll be able to do to our guts what we do to our lawn. And that is, we will have identified and cataloged all of the microbes in the gut, good and bad, or those that predispose us to things and those that protect us against things, and that we'll be able to go in with laser-focused antibiotics that will kill the bad and give us room to reseed with the good. I'm waiting for that to happen, and I hope that's...
Well, if your lawn is anything like my lawn, that's a pretty big challenge.
Yeah, no, it is. Well, it's actually... Actually, the gut is would be more like doing this to a continent when you look at the diversity and the sheer volume. But I do believe that maybe therapeutically, over several sessions, if you will, that we could alter the microbes in the gut, and in concert also look at the endocrine system and say, here's what we need to do to support these new seedlings that we put down. I've been recently experimenting with oxytocin injections because of other research, and now I come to find out that oxytocin seems to influence L-reteri, and L-reteri seems to influence oxytocin. So I'm very hopeful that my body is upregulating the L-reteri in my gut, if there's any left, because of the oxytocin injections I'm taking right now. So I mean, and look, let's face it, I'm like a 240-pound Wistar rat. I am not sure of a lot of this. I do know the benefits of oxytocin injections right now on a skeletal muscle basis and a well-being basis. But hey, if it also influences my gut microbes, I'm all for that.
And I'd go a step further and say that if we can do these kinds of manipulations just by a well-designed diet,
yes,
eating healthily, so much the better, because that's a cheap and way to modify gut microbes that has a lot of ancillary benefits as well. I think in many respects, one of the great exciting things about gut microbiota research is potentially if we can do very simple diet-based manipulations, then we don't need to really go into sort of the sort of pharmaceutical end of things
yeah.
to really improve health.
Listen, Dr. Bolnick, I want to thank you so much for making time to come on the show and talk about this really, really exciting subject.
My pleasure.
Take care. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the realities that the elite athletes do live longer. Don't listen to those people out there who say athletes are just broken down carcasses. Don't do it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered water bottle and pitcher filter combo, only available to superhumans. Drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Hey.
Okay, now this is a subject that I like. We've been talking for a long time on this show about part of the longevity prescription is intense exercise. Exercise like you're a professional athlete. It will add health and years to your life and health to the years in your life. But we've had a lot of people out there who have said that those who train hard are shortening their lives, that the heart only has a certain number of beats to it, all sorts of ridiculous ideas, and that those of us who train like professional athletes, we leave broken down carcasses that make lots of money for orthopedic surgeons later on in life. My next guest is Dr. Alejandro Lucia, and he is with the European University of Madrid. How are you doing, Dr. Lucia?
Fine, thank you. How are you doing?
Very good, very good. And we're talking about a meta-analysis that your group performed. So please explain how the meta-analysis was done, who was included for the statistical analysis.
What we did is very simple. We analyzed all the studies that have reported a standard mortality ratio in elite athletes. And only 10 studies allowed us to do this meta-analysis, adding a total of 44,000 athletes. The only problem, or one of the problems, was that the specialty of the athletes was a little bit heterogeneous. There were baseball players from the U.S., but there were also endurance athletes, like Tour de France participants or former Olympic marathon runners. So I think we have a fairly nice spectrum of the athletic continuum, I think, in the cohorts.
Okay.
And what we found is that compared to the general population, most athletes were Caucasian. The standard mortality ratio was significantly lower in the athletes, about 33% lower for all causes of mortality, and almost 40% for cancer alone in those studies that analyze cancer.
Wow.
And about 27%, if I recall okay, for cardiovascular disease. So in general, I don't think we can say that professional athletes live a shorter life than normal people. I think that the evidence available tell us the opposite, exactly the opposite.
And see, there's been a lot of people out there who have tried to say that athletes live shorter lives. I'm sure there might be some segments of athletes that, if you look at this on a curve, there are some categories of athleticism that perhaps don't contribute as much to longevity as others. But overall, I have to believe that the human condition is designed to expend energy and be in motion.
Yeah, maybe not so much as an elite athlete, but in any case, I think that an elite athlete is closer to our genetic makeup, or which means burning at least 1,000 calories a day in physical activity than normal people, who basically don't do anything. One third of the total world population are inactive, which means that one third of the total population doesn't even walk 30 minutes a day.
I know,
and I think that some clinicians, for whatever reason, seem to be more interested in those exceptional cases of people who exercise a lot, instead of looking at the whole perspective instead of looking at the whole picture, which is people don't exercise enough. And if there's a threshold of too much exercise, I think this threshold remains to be demonstrated. And I don't think it has been demonstrated so far. The only evidence concerning cardiovascular disease is that elite endurance athletes,
right,
like former professional cyclists or runners, are at higher risk of having atrial fibrillation. This seems to be true, but I think that this disease can be managed by medical doctors okay. And I think it does all the benefits of exercise do outweigh the increased risk of atrial fibrillation. And let me put you an example. We live in a very strange society what is shown in the news, in the mass media, is exceptional cases. And a similar thing is happening in science. For instance, we see a plane accident, and then what is retained in our brain is that taking an airplane is dangerous. And this is not the real scientific news. The real scientific news is that thousands of planes take off and land okay every day in the world. I mean,
well, when we talk about the heart, we also have to acknowledge something else that's not acknowledged quite often within the medical orthodoxy. There are pathological changes to the heart and there are physiological changes to the heart. And all physiological changes to the heart do not equate the same damage or pathology as one would think. So I suspect two things. I suspect that the endurance athletes that develop AFib, their AFib is different than the sedentary, insulin-resistant, obesogenic individual who develops AFib, number one. Number two, I predict that they develop the AFib as they start to become less and less active. Anybody who's ever owned a hunting dog, you know that if you don't use the dog to run and expend its energy, they develop all sorts of neuroses and disorders. And someone who has been training for decades in this type of marathon, and then they become older, they have children, they run once in a while, and then all of a sudden the AFib comes on. In my humble opinion, the AFib in an elite athlete is a result of a hypersensitivity to the sinus responsible for transmitting the beat because it becomes so efficient, so sensitive, that when you don't give it a reason to discharge with regularity, it starts to do these kind of malfunctions. That's my own theory. I'm not a scientist. I'm just a guy who has a radio show.
Well, maybe so. I think there's more and more cases of atrial fibrillation in still active athletes, but I think you might have a point. To be honest, I think there's much more research to be done in the field. Up to date, all we know is that, in general, the risk of atrial fibrillation is higher in people with a high background of endurance training.
Yes.
And that's all.
Yes.
And when you are above 50 years of age, the risk is much lower. And I don't think much is known about the mechanistics of this process. And this is my opinion. I'm not a cardiologist, but anyway, I know friends of mine who do triathlons. Some of them have atrial fibrillation, and they're well managed with drugs, and they participate okay. What the cardiologist has to do is prescribe the correct dose of the drug and see the athlete very often, and that's about it, and do a frequent medical checkup, and the athlete can still participate in competitions, and that's about it. He's doing fine.
Yeah. We have to take a commercial break, Dr. Lucia.
Okay.
And I have a question for you when we come back from the break. And
it's
a very, very interesting discussion. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. Right now you can save 15% with our Primal D pre-sale. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast.
It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered water bottle and pitcher filter combo only available to superhumans. Drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Alejandro Lucia about the fact that athletes, elite athletes, live longer. Contrary to what you hear in the media about, as Dr. Lucia points out, the exception to the rule, which always draws people's attention. So, was there anything unique that surprised you about this research, maybe when you teased some of the data, other than the endurance athletes may have had a higher propensity towards AFib or something like that? Anything else that struck you as interesting?
Well, the data are not so conclusive because of the amount of data wasn't high enough, but the decreased risk of cancer, I think, is important because there's more and more evidence that low physical activity is related to high cancer risk. This is also an important point. And what was, to me, very illustrative was the fact that Tour de France finishers lived much longer than the general population. And this was also corroborated by one study done by one of our co-authors, but we couldn't include this study in the meta-analysis because they didn't analyze standard mortality ratio. But in any case, the result was really similar. Participants in the Tour de France lived longer than the reference. And these were the participants during the crazy years of the Tour de France, the 60s, the 70s, the same year. If I remember okay, Tom Simpson died in 67 while he was ascending Mont Ventoux. Uh-huh. So I think even those cyclists who are doing crazy things and riding really long stages every day, much longer than nowadays, still live longer than the general population. So I think it's fairly illustrative. And also the overall population was healthier several years ago, especially in Europe. I think people were more active than nowadays.
Oh, absolutely. So no doubt about it. Yeah. Do you think that the benefits of this level of exercise are exclusively a result of the reduction in insulin resistance and all of the downstream metabolic pathologies that occur when you become insulin resistant, or is there some extrinsic value to exercise aside from perhaps its effect on insulin resistance and type 2 diabetes, which influences cancer, cardiovascular disorder, blood pressure, and the list goes on and on?
I think this is the benefits of exercise are really multi-systemic. I mean, they do involve many systems and organs, and no drug can ever match the benefits of exercise. And also, I believe that there's not just one molecular pathway involved. In fact, the benefits of exercise probably go beyond traditional cardiometabolic risk factors like high blood pressure, high cholesterol level, high glucose levels, and so on. There's some unknown factors. One of these factors could be myokines released from the muscles, which are many molecules, which can have a potential drug-like effect, mm-hmm. like a spark, which is known to inhibit proliferation of colon cancer cells, and other myokines, which are yet to be determined. And also, another important factor is the attenuation of the decrease in parasympathetic function with exercise. And this is very important because an important, I think, predictor of longevity of cardiac health is having a low cardiac heart rate and also high heart rate variability. And this can only be reached by regular physical activity over the years, I believe. And in this regard, I think that it's important that people realize that the harder you train over the years, the more likely you are to retain these benefits on your cardiovascular health.
What about muscle mass? Well, we're coming close to the end of the. I want to get this question. What about muscle mass? Did you look at strength athletes, and was there anything unique about strength athletes and the acquisition and maintenance of muscle mass in the protection against disease and longevity?
No, I mean the data were not detailed enough to do this analysis. But I know well, because we've done studies on this, randomized control trials with people who are above 90 years of age. And I know that having a high muscle mass and that a high muscle strength when you reach the oldest old age, that is 80 years or 85 years and above, is absolutely crucial for longevity and for quality of life. And the good news, as opposed to aerobic fitness, is that for humans, I think, is relatively easy to increase at least muscle strength over the total lifetime, I mean, up to the end of life. Even people who are 90 or 95 years of age increased their muscle strength in our program. And this is very important, I think. I simply don't understand why physical activity programs are not promoted in all people. I simply can't see the reason why this is not done.
Well, I can tell you exactly, Dr. Lucia, why. Because then they wouldn't need the plethora of drugs that physicians prescribe, and the pharmaceutical industry would suffer. Let's be honest. Every doctor should have the ability to prescribe exercise and through personal trainers, and insurance companies should pay for the personal trainers. They should pay for the gym membership. And they should monitor the adherence by the patient and give them a financial incentive to stick to the program, and we wouldn't have a healthcare problem today. Well, maybe it would take 20 years, but we wouldn't have a healthcare problem anymore.
No, and I think you pointed a very important question. I think it's fairly easy to maintain muscle mass and strength relatively well over our lifespan. We have to be consistent with the training. But the benefits of strength training are unique. I mean, you don't need to train every day. You gain strength very fast as opposed to aerobic fitness. It's simply stupid the fact that there's no a leg press machine in institutions for all people in hospitals. I don't really see the reason why this isn't done. In my country, people who are 85 years of age, they go into the hospital with pneumonia. And they are discharged from the hospital 7 days later without pneumonia, but on a wheelchair. And simply because they do not do exercises during their stay in the hospital. And we're doing now some programs in which they simply do some sitting and standing exercises, and we still we even see benefits in just a few days. And a very good example, very illustrative, is a friend of mine, an exercise physiologist. He's fairly brilliant, and he takes statins, and he's about 50 years of age, and he's 15 kilograms overweight. And statins create a lot of rhabdomyolysis and muscle cramps. And he says, I cannot even walk with these statins, but I prefer to take statins than doing exercise because they are cardioprotective. They protect me against cancer. I say, wouldn't it be easier to lose some weight and exercise every day?
Yeah.
But and when people are taking a drug, I mean, they think they are protected against every type of disease, so they don't really watch their lifestyle anymore. And as you very well pointed out, nobody makes money with exercise. So the amount of money involved in the quote-unquote exercise industry is very is very small.
But they could. They could make money from exercise. The insurance companies could shift their focus from the pharmaceutical agenda to the exercise agenda, and they could save billions of dollars in medical expenses and be much more profitable, and even reduce the cost of insurance. It's. But the problem is that corruption. Is bountiful everywhere in this world today, and it leads back to the pharmaceutical agenda. It's very, very sad. Very sad.
Yeah.
Dr. Lucia, we're coming to the end of the interview. Is there anything that you want to summarize that you hope people take away from your research?
Well, I think that we should, all of us should exercise, and of course, people who have never exercised before should undergo a medical checkup. And all this, but the message is that walking 1 hour a day is better than walking 30 minutes a day, and walking 2 hours a day is two times better than walking 1 hour a day. And unfortunately, no clinician is sending this message to the patients. So yeah. I think you guys should do it. I mean, there's a dose response benefit of exercise, and this should be much emphasized, I think.
Thank you for doing this work because, again, a lot of people out there like to say that exercise is not good for you. Only do 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day. They profit from this because the truth is they pander to people who don't like to exercise, and it's a big mistake. Thank you so much for doing this research, Dr. Lucia.
Okay. Thank you for inviting me.
Take care.
Have a great day.
You too. All right, so there you have it. Also, we want to thank Ken O'Neill and Sherry Batista for coming on during the first hour. Check out Sherry's website. Of course, I have to go find it now. And it is powerofyoga.com. We also want to thank Dr. Daniel Bolnick for coming on and talking about how sex differences, gender differences influence the microbes in your gut. More to learn about that as we go on. Today is Thursday. Tomorrow is Friday. So don't forget to tune in tomorrow for Casual Friday. Also, if you've been thinking about getting the Primal D product at midnight Friday night, tomorrow night, that special price is gone, and it goes to the $79.95 price. And that's, you will never see that $50 price on this product again. We are actually shipping all the pre-order product next week, early next week after the holiday. So if you want to take advantage of this vitamin D the way nature intended its delivery, you need to go to superhumanradio.com and click the Primal D banner ad today and get it done before midnight Friday. Okay. Thank you for listening today, and we will see you tomorrow.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged.